The lawsuit filed in federal court on Friday asks the judge to order Wisconsin to hire nurses to distribute medication to inmates. It cites numerous cases of inmates receiving the wrong dosage or having to wait weeks to get needed medications. But Marty Beal of AFSCME Council 24 says those problems shouldn't be blamed on guards.
The correctional workers who distribute meds today are not some dumb guys in a cell hall putting out pills. That was kind of the gist of their release.
Beal says distributing meds is an issue the union has been fighting over with the state for years. He says the union would like to see nurses do it instead, but the state hasn't come up with the money.
We'd like somebody else to do it, but we do it well, even though we have to do it.
The Department of Corrections has not yet filed a response to the lawsuit, which targets only medication distribution at Tachita, the state's largest women's prison. But attorney Todd Winstrom of the group Disability Rights Wisconsin says it's a problem that's been ongoing at all state prisons. He investigated identical problems at the Oshkosh prison 10 years ago.
We did a detailed day-by-day review, and we found exactly what the ACLU cited. Medication's running out. Medication's not being delivered.
Winstrom agrees guards should not be blamed and says he hopes the judge will force the state to hire nurses. The Department of Corrections released a statement saying that improving inmate health care remains a top priority. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.